Friday, live from Studio G. I'm Steve Gerber. This is the Steve Gerber Show. I'm fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom every single day. I am going to be brutally honest like I am every single day, trying to tell you the truth about everything. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, they're going to throw hands. And it's going to be live on Netflix. Who's going to win that deal? That's on July the 20th. Yeah, Mike Tyson coming out of retirement to smack this guy around. Number two, the Laken-Riley Act got passed by the House yesterday to look out for people like Laken-Riley, murdered a couple weeks ago by an illegal. And number three, an angry, jacked-up Joe Biden. I mean, I don't know how you look at this thing. I mean, I stayed up and watched this thing. He was jacked up like nobody's business. I'm telling you. Anthony, you got somebody at the door there. So Joe Biden is like on some sort of cocktail of amphetamines, B12, good work. Something. I mean, he comes out. You don't see Joe Biden like that normally. Come on. Anybody who says otherwise, just lying. And I saw, who's the little fat guy from New York? Oh, Jerry Nadler, the human bowling ball, comes up to him afterwards. Nobody's going to say anything about your cognitive ability now. Well, right, and if you could keep him at that level, it'd be great, but he's not at that level normally. That takes a very special needle. I mean, come on. Angry, though, divisive. He can't. The first thing he talks about, apparently the number one priority, first of all, is Ukraine. Number one, apparently, to Joe Biden. So I got this letter, and then he goes into other things. He claims that crime's at a 50-year low and the economy's doing great. I mean, it'd be one thing if we didn't all know better. Even Democrats know better. But I got this note, as I sometimes do, from listeners. In the first, I haven't read the whole thing yet, so we're going to read this. But the first line caught my attention. This is from Dawn. Dawn wrote me this. And you can write me emails anytime you want. Go to stevegruber.com. Dawn writes, that was the most bizarre State of the Union address I've ever seen in my life. Agreed. Everyone thought the cocaine found in the White House was Hunter's. Wrong. Biden, because after what I witnessed last night, it's what they use to hype Biden up when he has to be up past his bedtime. An aide close to Biden told someone that he had witnessed them, I assume someone on his staff, give him something to keep him going when he's had a long day, and then they give him something at night to make him sleep, or he walks around the White House naked and doesn't know where he is. I've heard that, by the way, from Tucker Carlson and others. So that's not just some conspiracy theory. No, he just gets up and wanders around aimlessly. So he's like Elvis. Pump him full of whatever to get him up, something to bring him down, something to put him to sleep. Because that's not the Joe Biden we see. That's not what we saw last night. Is not the Joe Biden that's wandering around trying to find his mark on the floor. Which way do I go? Which way do I go? That's not it. It is Free for All Friday, by the way. So John is on the line in Toledo joining the conversation. John, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Steve. Hey, today is the jobs report day. Last month, we had a near miss on the full-time jobs number. And by that, I mean we had just barely more full-time jobs in January of this year than last year.
Right.
This month is going to be one where they're going to seasonally adjust the data to the nth degree because this is normally a big hiring month. So what I want everyone to do is look at the non-seasonally adjusted full-time numbers and the non-seasonally adjusted part-time numbers. We are moving into a part-time gig economy.
That's right.
And that's exactly right.
And so when Joe Biden stands out there all jacked up on methamphetamines or whatever he was flying on last night, something clearly, and says, you know, we have the lowest unemployment. Those are part-time jobs, Joe. And most of them don't pay particularly well.
We also have a low participation rate.
You know what, something else? You're on it, John, because there's something else that really irritates me about jobs that I want to touch on, and I thought about it when I saw it last night. He was bragging about how he got all these jobs in clean energy and in solar panels and so forth. I know people that have worked in solar panels. They got paid $15 an hour. These are not $100,000 jobs. These are not some utopia of jobs. These are $15 and $20 an hour jobs, if that. The vast majority of these clean energy jobs that he's creating are not jobs you can support a family on. Why don't they tell the truth?
Well, because it's inconvenient.
Yeah, there is that. So what else do we need to watch on the jobs report?
This is what we went through under Obama.
Yeah.
If you took a look at the number of full-time jobs that we had in July of 2007, we did not recover those full-time jobs until February of 2017, when President Trump was in office. We had less full-time jobs when Obama left office than while President Bush was in office.
It is remarkable. You know, the problem is, for people that don't pay close attention, and I'm going to guess you do a little bit, John, but for people that don't pay close attention, they're just going to see little snippets of Joe Biden. And they say, well, he looks fine. One day a year. Biggest campaign rally he'll hold the whole year was last. And I've never seen that either. Four more years. Whoever sees that at the State of the Union, there's no decorum. They're a bunch of middle school kids that are completely unhinged. Anyhow, I digress. John, I really appreciate the call in. You're
one
right
last
about the
point,
jobs.
Steve,
go ahead.
Is that yesterday the first-time unemployment numbers and the continuing claims numbers came out, and we have more continuing unemployment claims this year than the same week last year. And we had more
bad news then
than the same week before.
Yeah, that's bad. What do you do for a living besides crunch numbers?
I used to crunch the numbers for about a decade, and now I work in regional government.
Good luck to you, even in Ohio. Good luck to you. What is that, Lucas County?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's Lucas County, Ohio, where he is. All right, so... greatly appreciate the folks from Toledo, which is basically Michigan anyhow. They're all University of Michigan fans. And thank you to Dawn for pointing out that it was the most bizarre State of the Union address she's ever seen. Me too. Here's something else for you today. NeuroGuard Plus. NeuroGuard Plus. Stop concussions before they happen. Dr. Michael Hutchinson, patenting a mouth guard for athletes in all sports. Using this mouth guard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using this breakthrough technology only suffer concussions 0.26% of the time or less. Incredibly, it increases your strength and speed by up to 16%. Lift more weight, jump higher, run faster, be a stud. And trust me, these numbers come from Michigan State University and Wayne State University, not from me. They've tested NeuroGuard, certified the results too. The promo code, Gruber. Save 10%. The promo code, Gruber. Now we've got them all lined up. The promo code for every product on this program, you got it, Gruber. If we're talking about a partner in this deal, and people say, why do you have so many things you have to do? Because we get blackballed. We get blackballed by the agencies. We don't get McDonald's. We don't get Walmart. We survive by finding partners that are like-minded and are willing to work with us. We have great viewership. We have great followings. Follow me on X, by the way, Twitter if you prefer. Live streaming there every day now on Twitter. You can watch the program. See this good-looking fella all the time, and maybe Anthony too someday, huh?
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.